from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. My name is Father Hank Van Myl. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution of an anonymous donor. We know that this television Mass brings meaning to the lives of tens of thousands of Canadians across our land and around the world, and they join with me in thanking our donor for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you. And as we have placed ourselves before the Lord on this last day of the Easter season, knowing that we are broken people, knowing that we need God's guidance at every step we take, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. And let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have celebrated the Paschal festivities may by your gift hold fast to them in the way that we live our lives. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Since Paul had appealed to the emperor, Festus sent Paul to Rome. When he came into Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with the soldier who was guarding him. 3 days later, he called together the local leaders of the Jews. When they had assembled, he said to them, "Brothers, though I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our ancestors, yet I was arrested in Jerusalem and handed over to the Romans. When they had examined me, the Romans wanted to release me because there was no reason for the death penalty in my case. But when the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to the emperor, even though I had no charge to bring against my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have asked to see you and speak with you, since it is for the sake of the hope of Israel that I am bound with this chain." He lived there for 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with a boldness and without hindrance. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The just will gaze on your face, O Lord. The just will gaze on your face, O Lord. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his gaze examines human beings. The just will gaze on your face, O Lord. The Lord tests the righteous and the wicked, and his soul hates the lover of violence. For the Lord is righteous, he loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold his face. The just will gaze on your face, O Lord.
Amen.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Lord says, I will send you the Spirit of truth, who will lead you to the whole truth. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After he was raised from the dead, Jesus appeared to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias and indicated the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following him. He was the one who had reclined next to Jesus at the supper and had said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus said to Peter, If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is it to you? Follow me." So the rumor spread in the community that this disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is it to you?" This is the disciple who is testifying to these things, and it has written them, and we know that his testimony is true. But there are also many other things that Jesus did. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. The Gospel of the Lord. And as we have come to the last day of the Easter season, liturgical season, and tomorrow we have Pentecost, we also come to the end of the readings, the end of the book of Acts, and of the Gospel of John. And the Gospel of John, I really like it. It's so Peter. I really like Peter. In his broken humanness, he is questioning. And so he's being, basically, Jesus tells him that, well, he will be suffering and he will die. But Peter, in his humanness, he says, "But what about him? And you know, what about," basically, it is so human to always look over the fence, to look at what other people have, or other people's careers, or whatever it is. And Jesus says, "Mind your own business. Mind your own business." Also to me, by the way. Not to always look over the fence. To give our lives to God, each in our own unique way. It does not matter who we are. If we are a prince, a king, the prime minister, or a housekeeper in a nursing home. All what God asks, come, give your life to me. And give your life and let me use it for the good of the kingdom. There's no division in God. And so it's an invitation to walk with God. And each one of us gets that invitation in our own unique way. And so as we go to the book of Acts, where Paul, after all his preaching about 30 years after the crucifixion, and he finds himself eventually in Rome. But even in Rome, he's a prisoner, and he sees an opportunity to preach. And he preached for another 2 years, and great conversions, knowing that he probably would be martyred. And martyred he did. And tradition has, well, they're not really sure Paul obviously was murdered in Rome and beheaded, but we're not sure, somewhere between the year 64 and 68, it was between the great fire of Rome and the end of Emperor Nero. Emperor Nero, who was quite a character, shall we say, who just loved killing people, very gruesome kind of individual. But when it was his time and he was going to make an end to it, he just wasn't a coward. But somewhere in that time, Paul was murdered. But Paul was not thinking about that. Well, I'm sure he was thinking about it sometimes, but he took every opportunity the Holy Spirit would give him, every opportunity to preach. And this is for us too. Take every opportunity to preach. It doesn't matter where we are. It's not always by what we say. It is by how we live. How we live in our nursing home. How we live in a religious community. How we live in a family. Take every opportunity to evangelize. Not to look over the fence to where what the neighbors are doing or thinking, oh, this person has a better life than I do. It's all nonsense. Because especially in what I do, as a lot of spiritual direction, I have people coming to me who might be, people might think they're very successful in life and they have it, quote, made in this world. And when in private conversation, how broken they are, how poor they are. And so let's not look over the fence, always embracing. And so that's why we also have the body of the community of saints, to remind us of that, to be open to the Holy Spirit, to let God lead us through our own lives, wherever we find ourselves. And as I was praying with this, I'm thinking of course, everyone knows Therese of Lisieux, little Therese who died at age 24, little Therese who the little way, who attracted tuberculosis, just a little bit, you know, it's a virus too, and who for the last 2 years of her life just embraced it in her suffering, and was such an example to so many around her. It only can be done by the Holy Spirit, and it only can be done by focusing on the one who gives us, grants us the energy, God, not the neighbors. God gives us the energy through the Holy Spirit. What an example to pray with in her famous little ways to build the kingdom of God. As I was praying with this, Franz Jägerstätter was beheaded by the Germans in 1943, came to mind. Franz, who had a terrible dream in the late 30s, before the Second World War. And he was quite a character. He was not an easy person as a young man. Was born out of wedlock. But he had this dream, complete conversion. And he became a conscientious objector of Nazism. And he suffered much, but he knew that he was doing the right thing. What an example to us. What an example. The third example I'm thinking of, and I'm just kind of was pulling them out of the air, so to speak. Josephine Bekita. Josephine, who died in 1947. Josephine, who was from somewhere the Darfur area in South Sudan. She had been a slave. She was captured, probably about 8 years old, and sold several times, mistreated as a slave for different families, finally somehow ended up in Italy, and who always smiled. There was no hatred for anyone. No hatred for all those people who abused her. It only can be done by the grace of the Holy Spirit, and to focus on the Holy Spirit, and to not look at what is going around us and all the stuff TV and advertising shows us. It is to walk each in our individual road and accepting our life journey, accepting and asking God to work through our suffering history, our disappointments, but also our joys, and to continuously ask God, show me the way. Use my brokenness, my own silliness. Use it for the good of your kingdom. And the kingdom of God will be built. And we build the kingdom of God just like little droplets in the oceans. But if a lot of us embrace that way of life, it's a lot of water. And we really are a sign of God's love here on earth for so many who are suffering, especially at this time. Amen. And so let us bring our prayers before the Lord. And let us pray for all those in the daily TV Mass community who have asked to be included in our prayer intention book, especially those asking for peace in their families. We pray to the Lord. We pray for business leaders who are struggling to keep employees working through these challenging times. We pray to the Lord. We pray for the millions of people around the globe who have little or no access to healthcare services. For them we pray to the Lord. And let us pray for all students who try to study from home and are deprived of the normal classroom interactions. For them we pray to the Lord. And for these prayers and the prayers in the silence of our own hearts, we lift them up to you, Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. The humble spirit and contrite heart may be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquities. Cleanse me of my sins. Pray, my sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Holy Spirit coming near, we pray, O Lord, prepare our minds for the divine sacrament, since the Spirit himself is the remission of all sins through Christ, our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For after his resurrection, he plainly appeared to all his disciples and was taken up to heaven in their sight, that he might make us shares in his divinity. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in his praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic host sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes.
indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Thomas, our Bishop, the Canadian bishops, and the clergy, and all those you have called your own. Remember also our sisters and brothers who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. And at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. The power and the glory are yours now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take sins of the world, grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. And may the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
With those of you at home, join with me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you were already there, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
And let us pray. Hear in your compassion our prayers, O Lord, that as we have been brought from things of the past, the new mysteries, so with formed ways left behind, we may be made new in holiness of mind through Christ, O Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.
Hail the day that sees him rise.
Remember, if you can't sponsor a Mass, any contribution, no matter how small, will help keep Daily Mass on television. And you'll receive an income tax receipt for your donation.
Alleluia. Christ the Lamb, poor sinners came. Alleluia. Enters now.